360 FM.ca and the World of Soccer Multimedia Network presents The World of Soccer.
Verano ardiente, mira que bien se siente. Haz que el piso reviente, siente la sensación. Hace calor.
A weekly soccer show for soccer fanatics with the best team of sports hosts and commentators. Juan Carlos Cordero, Alison Lemon, Joe Piccarelli, Sarkis Karmikian Jr., Rudy Padilla, and Nicolas Cordero Ramirez. The World of Soccer. The World of Soccer.
Hola, todo el mundo de World of Soccer. How are you, everyone? Today we had full attendance. Last week it was me and Alison only, plus Cater, no? Well, today Giuseppe Pecorelli, the famous guy from Bari, is here. And Rudy Padilla, the guy from Mexico City, come back too. What do you have in your mind, Giuseppe? Something.
Buongiorno, everybody. What can I say? It's been a busy week.
Tutto bene per la mattina?
Come on.
Tutto bene.
Tutto bene.
Tutto bene, sì, se va. It's not French.
we're mixing French, Portuguese, Italian, and whatever is coming there, no?
It's what
it's
called
good
Spanish.
To have an accent.
How do you say, you were living in Switzerland, Alison. Mm-hmm. What is the main word that they say in Switzerland related to sport or to daily things?
Scheiße.
What do you mean?
They say guten Tag.
Guten Morgen, everybody. It's good morning for all the German and Swiss fans.
Oh my God, yeah. But the German guys must be in a funeral today, because if you see Real Madrid yesterday versus Bayern Munich, You cannot believe it. What
tragedy.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It pays to have an Italian coach. I've been saying that to you guys.
No, but you know, it's not only that, because, for example, the German goalkeeper was making fun of Sergio Ramos. I said, I don't know how Sergio Ramos can shoot penalty over the bar, and then he scored two goals with the head.
And here we go. It takes a whole new dimension when a team brings in an Italian coach, because look what happened to Angelotti at the and Bayern Munich, which was a very, very good team, has to give up.
Maybe
Guardiola, which was the king of Spain, right?
Maybe they can get Prandelli after the World Cup.
Maybe they can get Prandelli, and then we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Look what happened to Zenit in Ukraine.
Yeah.
And et cetera, et cetera. Look what happened to China. China wasn't even in the scope of the World Cup or the World Soccer. Now they got our coach. Here you go.
But we will see what happened, because today is Atletico Madrid versus Chelsea. And you have two coaches that are very defensive. Simeone, that when he played for Argentina, he destroyed David Beckham in Korea and Japan. And Jose Mourinho, that lied to destroy team. During the weekend, Liverpool was sure to get the title in the English Premier League. And now my colleague and countryman, Manuel Pellegrini, has everything in his hand for Manchester City. So I don't know what is going to happen today.
I would love to see Mourinho just hearing his own words. Because that guy's got such an attitude that he's not even fun. Oh, by the way, we love him. As a soccer coach, you have to respect him with all the love in the world. And he's got the ability of attracting all the negativity towards him and leave the players be. And that's his first step.
You know, I don't mind defensive coaches, no? But because they put you a puzzle that you have to resolve. And usually it's not the defensive coach that win the game. It's your mistake that make it happen. Because in the case of Liverpool 0, Chelsea 2, Steven Gerrard asleep in the middle of the field, and then Baba scored right away. And at the end, you know, Sturridge, instead of going forward, make a pass to the back, and William take the ball, pass it to Torres, Torres run very fast, pass it to William.
That's it.
You must be fit. You have to be fit to play.
And that's why Pep Guardiola just announced in the press conference, he just accepted that he made a mistake. So.
Yeah, but what do you think, Alison? Because, you know, you see Bayern is a team that is really fit.
Mm-hmm.
And they start touching too much the ball and not moving forward. And even Guardiola, I don't know which game he was looking, but like he said, we didn't have the ball. They have 73% of the ball possession. How he's going to say that? They didn't want forward.
Yeah.
What, did you see the game that way?
Yeah. Well, you know what? They didn't make, I guess, how do I say it? It's no easy way of saying the 4-0 loss, but I mean, they just didn't execute what they should have done with the ball. I mean, I'm a big fan of a lot of players on Bayern Munich, especially Robin. And you know what? I mean, he's a player that runs at you. He's a player that, you know, but takes the ball and takes initiative, and I feel like in the game he was almost lost. Like, he would have the ball and, you know, just pass it and just kind of like, it's not my responsibility, I don't have to do this. Like, I kind of felt like no one took that extra step to take a shot, to try.
To me, was the three lines, they were played so tight that when the forwards launched the ball,
mm-hmm.
The midfielders, they hold the line and actually moved forward, leaving the forward behind, playing almost a 3-2-1-1. And all of a sudden, you get yourself in a position where, what am I doing now? What do I do now? So the technical part of the game, it was very beautiful to watch, for as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. And the other team was just surprised that they were not able to move. Plus the midfield. They have possession of the ball, but so what? They play with themselves.
Yeah.
Boys do that.
Yep. No danger.
Yeah.
Alison can tell about it.
Oh my God.
No, but you know what it was tremendous to see, and I think Beckenbauer would say it before, no? That you cannot relate Bayern Munich high intensity, because as Alison said, Ruben was turning around with the ball, but all the time he was pressed by two players at the same time. You had Contrao and another player going to him, and the speed that Angel Di Maria ran all over the place, I think he was, together with Sergio Ramos, the best player in the field. He outran even the faster German defender.
Mm-hmm.
Button, Lam, they couldn't cope with him. And the pass that he gave to Ronaldo, and Ronaldo to get registered in the record of the UEFA Champions League as the top scorer for all time with 16 goals until now.
Yeah, but one was a penalty shot.
Well, it doesn't matter.
What goes in the net?
Exactly. Still, you have to score, man. How many great player don't score? You don't remember Paolo Rossi when he lost a World Cup shooting the ball whatever place he could it?
He was drunk.
Even the best ones have their days.
Even the best ones have. Every dog has his day. And that's what we're saying always when we speak about Mexico. Mexico this year can take the World Cup.
I don't know. The coach, not. Yeah, you said. Can I tell you something, Rudy? Your coach said that they are going to pass the stage group. Okay? They say we pass the stage group, and this is our potential way where we're going.
No.
So he said that?
He said
at least we're going to get to a quarterfinal, and from quarterfinal, if we're there, what we're going to go to lose?
He passed the stage with the mariachi group.
Yes, that's what he said. He was telling about the fans that after the first round, they are going to follow on Argentina or Colombia or Brazil.
Well,
but I don't know. It's going to be a tough one.
I think it's about time that South America gets itself together into one country like USA and Europe and stuff like that. Instead of promoting those great, artists that they run the country under their own power. It's time that South America becomes one country, and they will be part.
At least musically, we are taking over the World Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Ricky Martin, J-Lo,
is he gay?
But you know what? You know what?
Well,
You talk about Argentina, and I think even Argentina getting closer to the World Cup, they are feeling that they are going to be able to get it. You put Argentina because they had Messi, Pastore, Alavesi, De Michele, Zabaleta, they have great players, but as a team, when Argentina go to a World Cup lately, they haven't able to do like, for example, Italy does with a team that sometimes are, I don't want to install Italy, but you know, you see that team and you see how they are going to get there, and they are usually there.
And you know what? Like, actually, I read that apparently Balotelli is not getting into the World Cup because he's getting some annoyances with the coach.
It's not that. Balotelli is having a very hard time, and Balotelli has this attitude. I don't know what to call it. It's not a real Italian attitude, okay? And he likes to fight. Balotelli is Balotelli has a very, very quick temper, and all of a sudden he comes out with ideas like, I'm not a superstar, I am just a regular player. Well, you know what, for regular players we have over 300 millions. Well, 60 million Italians are average players. Mm-hmm. That's, what do we need him? Balotelli is a good player. He's having some major problem, and is young, and he needs to grow up. But yes, he did say that to the coach, and the coach says, you know what, buddy, we don't need you. We have players from Torino, which scored over 20 goals. We have old Luca Toni.
Youth players that they're coming hot.
Do you remember Luca Toni? Luca Toni was on the last World Cup. He's 47, 48 years old. He's looking for retirement. But this year, he scored 18 goals to the Italian league. So how you not take a player like that? So, but we have other players. He's good. He scored 12 goals.
But every country has the same problem. In every country, you have a star that is some kind of discolo, a little bit out of place. Like, and you as a coach have to deal with those players too. If you think they are going to be an asset for your team, you have to deal with them. If they are going to be disrupted, certainly you cannot bring it. But if Balotelli is supposed to be one of the top players in the next World Cup, if I'm a coach and I don't bring it, I will be stupid not to do it.
Well, you guys saw what he did to Germany. I mean, the two shots that he did to Germany. Okay, Italy-Germany, that was his game. I mean, the way he shoots the ball in the net is just incredible. Nobody can stop him. And this is the type of player that you need when you go against nations like Brazil, Argentina, Chile, and stuff like that. The finesse, they overrun you. You cannot play beautiful soccer against Brazil. You cannot play beautiful soccer against Argentina. You have to play in your face soccer. You have to play soccer with big shots from outside the net. You have to use the big guns. The guns are never wrong.
You know, you're right, because if you remember 1982 in Spain, Italia was no favorite for anything. They play Brazil that has Socrates, Zico, Junior, Toninho Cerezo, one of the greatest teams that Brazil ever had. And they were playing well, they showing off, and suddenly Toninho Cerezo passed the ball to Junior, and one of the Italians get the ball, and Paolo Rossi scored 3 goals that game. And done with Brazil.
And then with Brazil. And the only thing that Italia has to say...
And that week, Brazil, Germany, until they won the Cup.
Yeah, and that's why I think Brazil has a shot this time. Because, like, they are not so great, but who knows? You know, like, for instance, we are now on the countdown for the 43 days to the World Cup. And Neymar scored 43 with Santos last year.
And you know that, but I think Alison it will favor Brazil. She was dressed in a Brazil suit today. Something.
That's because of that David Luiz. wishing him luck today.
Oh, of course.
But you think Brazil will be going to the final, Alison?
I mean, let's just wait and see. I haven't seen enough of them.
The group that they have is Croatia, Mexico, and Cameroon.
Okay, so let's Brazil Cameroon. And Mexico. Done. They're through.
Brazil and Mexico. No, are you seeing Cameroon play? Cameroon is the only nations, the only players that actually you can kill them on the penalty shot and they don't lay down. They get up and they go and score.
Yeah.
This is what I love about Cameroon. Cameroon, you can trip them, you can touch them, tackle them.
They destroy Argentina in one World Cup, and they defying Germany to the end.
Yes, they can do nothing against Italy, because even with 10 people, we beat them.
Yeah. What about the Group B, Rudy? We have Spain, Netherlands, Chile, and Australia. That is
Spain and Chile.
Spain and Chile. Oh.
So Netherlands is going to cry.
Well, you think Netherlands is not going to get there?
I think Chile is going to get it.
Yeah, I have my doubt because some of the players are getting injured. And even Vidal that are playing Juventus, I think tomorrow they are going to decide if he has surgery in the knee. They said that still he will recover for the World Cup, but that one...
Did Alexis confirm something to Alisson?
And what about Group C? Pecorelli, Colombia, Greece, Ivory Coast and Japan. Oh, that
Ooh, Ivory Coast for sure. In Japan.
And Colombia, no.
And no, Ivory Coast. Ivory Coast deserves it. Colombia is going to...
Even without Falcao.
Colombia is going to pass this year. I was talking to the head coach the other day, and he says he's so disappointed
to
with
Beckerman?
All these... See, he says, I'm so disappointed with all the players because they went into this enchiladas diet, and they get in 10 or 15 pounds. I don't know what that means. Says maybe they want to be stronger.
No, but you know what?
But they are.
We were talking with Nicolas, another player yesterday. What is the future for Colombia if they win the Group C? The future for Colombia winning the Group C is to meet Brazil in quarterfinal. And Colombia doesn't want that. They prefer to go the other way around, where it's Germany or Argentina. So it's a bet that... having a coach that think about those things, you have to see what is going to happen there.
But if they play just to get like a second qualifier on the group, it's like a dangerous zone.
Yeah, but some teams do that. Some teams like it don't. For example, I saw one World Cup where Portugal didn't want to meet Brazil in the second round, and they get to be the best third, not even second.
Well, Portugal is Brazilian wants to be anyway. Was Brazil? There's definitely no Brazilian Portuguese.
Yeah, Portugal.
So Brazil, Portugal, say what they want, but they are scared of Brazil. They're absolutely terrified.
One more thing regarding Colombia, like Jackson Martinez, which is playing awesome soccer in Europe. He just said that they have even better team now that on the 94. Remember 94 when they beat Argentina of Maradona Argentina?
I think that one is too much to say because to play like he played Higuita, Escobar, Redin,
Pibe
Valderrama,
Asprilla.
Asprilla. That one, I don't think Colombia is there yet. Even though I half of my family is Colombian, I can't tell you that it's not.
I've been following Cuatrato.
I think they are.
In Fiorentina is going to go to Real Madrid.
And we're going to follow Muriel.
Yeah.
Muriel and Cuatrato are the two players that we bought to Lecce, Italy, a few years ago. And they bloomed, absolutely bloomed.
And also Zúñiga and Zapata that are playing the Serie A, that are good players.
We got them for $250,000.
And apparently, regarding also Latin America, Alexis, I heard that it might go to Italian soccer. Like Juve or the...
Of course, that's where the money is.
Everyone plus, go where the money is.
In bonuses, we give pizzas.
And so Group D, we have England, Italy, Costa Rica, and Uruguay. Don't let Giuseppe speak first, okay? Because Italy, he will put it first. Uruguay, Costa Rica, England, Italy. That is the group of death, no?
I kind of feel Italy and Uruguay. I don't know about England. I mean, I'm English, but I mean... it's like if they make it through, I'll be like the happiest person. But I mean,
David Luiz plays in England.
No, doesn't he play? Wait, David.
No, David Luiz plays in Brazil.
Today it's in Chelsea, right?
Yeah.
Giuseppe Pecorelli, what is your favorite in this group?
Japan.
Japan, no! Uruguay, Costa Rica, England, Italy.
Japan is growing.
They have great fans. They call them the Red Devils. Yeah. And they jump up and down like crazy in ice creams.
They have Pokemon as the mascot.
Oh.
really. They heard the Pokemon cartoon.
You know that for Pecorelli, that Italy get to the final round of the World Cup, it will be great, because apparently he will be Capo di Tutti Capo in one of the greatest society of soccer in Italy.
And we taking numbers.
Next to the Bari fans.
And we being promoted to the Tutto Bari 360 FM, so today's most of Italy is listening to us. So we want to say ciao to everybody from Bari that is listening to us. They are promoting 360 and they're expecting us to go over there and run the soccer team. And
so
we hope we can do that.
Is Bari team going to have on their shirt like 360 FM?
On the shirt?
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely, for sure. At least we put it in the big lights, you know?
Yeah.
It says, hey, Espanol, ¿cómo está usted, María?
And group B, this is France, Honduras, Ecuador, and Switzerland. Oh, that is so easy, no?
It's Switzerland.
France and Ecuador. I think so. And group F, Argentina, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Iran, Nigeria. Oh, goodness.
You can't even pronounce those things, eh? Herzegovina.
Bosnia.
How do you do that in Spanish?
Herzegovina.
Bosnia
and Herzegovina.
Sounds like somebody that you can get on the street for.
but those guys play like they play in the street. Don't get me wrong, but a Bosnian, they're not going to give you any centimeter. You're talking about Cameroon? Let's wait that Argentina play Bosnia.
And still, if Yugoslavia would be still integrated, they'll be one of the best.
Here we go, another communist.
Okay. What about Group G? Germany, Portugal, Ghana, and USA.
Well, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
That is a tough one because Portugal doesn't want to give up. American buys everybody.
You're going to get sued. No, I think Germany, Ghana.
No, US is increasing their gaming. Yeah, absolutely.
US does not have the rights to go into the second round. I mean, look, let's face it. US is growing with Canada. We have B division, C to B divisions programmed, which is growing great for everybody. They have good coaching staff. They did well, and in the other World Cups they did well. And in fact, you know what scares me? That USA actually won the World Cup once, and it was in South America. I wonder if that will happen again. The very first World Cup, gentlemen. Think about it. Actually, US beat Brazil. Check it out. Google it.
when was that? When
the very first World Cup
instead of a round ball was a square or what?
Uruguay. First World Cup, first Olympic.
Check it. Can somebody check it for me on the internet?
They won Brazil for sure, but they didn't win the World Cup.
Oh, good. For them, it was a World Cup.
Oh, yeah. What this one? It will. If you don't say the right answer, I think your wife is going to do something to you. Group H, Belgium, Algeria, Korea Republic, Russia.
Belgium.
He will come to haunt you.
Russia's got the Italian coach.
Ah.
So and this Italian coach has got the mentality that not too many people have, and is a winning attitude. The mentality of the power of one. The power of one is big, is immense. And his attitude is that as long as you can score one goal, you can control yourself, you can win the game.
So same as Toronto Football Club. They just announced the hashtag All for One.
Those are the three musketeers.
Yeah, but also in the
red
team.
I would like to say that Russia, which... it's never been a powerhouse in soccer, of course.
But they have to win because they are going to organize the 2018 World Cup.
They have to win because they have an Italian coach. They pay him good money. And we'll see. We'll see how good they will.
What is your wife's name?
Elena Nikanova.
Oh, my God.
Is she Italian?
Her last name is Pecorelli, so I don't know.
How do you say, I wish you the best, my love, in Russian?
Spasiba.
Okay.
I love that.
So what is happening for the 2014?
Actually, it says yellow, blue, tibia.
Yeah. what is going to happen for the 2014 Women Under 20 World Cup? We're close, no? Like less than 100 days to play here in Canada?
Yeah, the weekend we celebrate 100 days to the World Cup Under 20 in Canada. And indeed, many buildings in town and also CN Tower, they dressed green.
Green?
Yes, for like green lights.
For the...
Getting into the spirit,
into your business.
Didn't we pass St. Patrick's Day? Wasn't it over?
No, they want green energy.
But this is a new St. Patrick's, because I think Canada is gonna do really good in this World Cup. And by the way, the trophy was shown in downtown Dundas Square, just across from
the weekend.
On a famous store. Everybody, even there was people lining up just to get the picture with the cup, and with Canadian national team as well.
And we have here in Toronto 7 game, no? Canada will
For the first round
play Ghana, Finland, and Korea. And we have not only the first round, we have until one quarterfinal game at the BMO Field.
I think that they should invite us to be the coaches.
Oh.
And we'll guarantee them that they're going to win. We'll guarantee Canada is going to win if they invite us to be their coaches.
You think so? Well, their mentality is different than the Canadian. No?
Well, if it's an Italian coach, then of course, right?
Yeah.
I mean, look at the Russians.
I could propose
Alison. Look at England. England, after they fire the Italian coach.
Yeah, but the coach for Canada is Olivieri, Andrea Olivieri.
Italo-Canadian.
Italo-Canadian, like you, man.
It's 50-50, you know?
Well, you got your 50 on body.
Yes.
What is going to be the result between the most repeated game in the history of women's soccer in North America? United States versus Canada.
Yeah.
Canada all the time.
Yeah? And you always on Canada or United States?
Are we talking about the game specifically, or are we talking just in general?
Well, I think the game specifically.
Okay, well, Canada should have won. Like, that's not a question. Canada should have won that game.
Day. Classic goodbye. No. U.S. is going to beat Canada because Canada does not have the coaching staff good enough to beat U.S. They're making such elementary mistakes, my dear, that even Watson will be upset.
I think you're right in one thing. Still United States one goal ahead of Canada. Yet. So whatever.
It's not that I want that. I mean, you must understand.
No,
it's not that
too,
I want that.
I want Canada to win.
They need Alison just to even the game.
I hope they call her.
we should talk to this guy. Okay. We should have invited him over here.
I think we have to go because I get a knuckle in my head.
but it's
seizure. How's going to be today? Chelsea versus Atletico.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I think that Mourinho is going to hit bananas today.
What is the score?
2-1.
Okay, Alisson?
Just 1-0 for Chelsea.
And you, my friend Rudy?
Last time I was going on Chelsea, but now I switched to Atletico. I think we're going to see an all-Spanish final on May.
Okay, if Atletico play like they play versus Barcelona, they stand a chance. But still Chelsea has an edge with the players that they have. They have a variety of players that Atletico don't have. And I wish Atletico can win, so it will be an all-Spanish final. And it will show that La Liga was a great Liga this year.
Yeah.
But Mourinho, as my friend Giuseppe said, always has those rabbits under his hat, and I don't know how he's going to make it. Maybe we'll make it. So thank you very much, everyone. I hope to see you next week. And we're ready for the World Cup. The road to the World Cup is getting easier and faster, and we're getting there. Ciao.
Ciao, everybody. Ciao.
Ciao, bambinos. Arriba, buddy.
This is The Road to the World Cup. Now in iTunes, 360FM.ca, an international syndication. Ready for Brazil 2014 World Cup. The world of soccer. The world of soccer. CXTFM.ca and the World of Soccer Multimedia Network presents The World of Soccer.
Verano ardiente, mira que bien se siente. Haz que el piso reviente, siente la sensación. Hace calor.
A weekly soccer show for soccer fanatics with the best team of sports hosts and commentators. Juan Carlos Cordero, Alison Lemon, Joe Piccarelli, Sarkis Karmikian Jr., Rudy Padilla, and Nicolas Cordero Ramirez. The World of Soccer. The World of Soccer.